The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Why is it so bad to do horns down?
And we get you ready for number one versus number two, but should Ohio State fans feel disrespected?
Ooh, it's the Emerging Podcast Scene presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
Nah, I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's Emerging Podcast Scene.
We're brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. Ohio State number two, Texas number one, Coaches Bowl. They meet August 30th. Tone, do you take it as a disrespect?
Why is it disrespect?
Because the defending national champions are number two and not number one. And they're at home.
Oh, you know.
I don't think that matters to a coach's poll, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. You know, I'll be honest, at this stage, I haven't really scoped out.
Lyman's at this stage, he hasn't scoped it out.
All the teams in college football to say whether or not Ohio State should definitely be number one. I mean, they're breaking in a new quarterback. So anytime you break in a new quarterback, obviously, you know, Texas is going to be kind of doing the same. But I think, obviously, it's a fascinating matchup. I'm really excited about it. I know we were talking off the air about whether now that you got me saying the Michigan game doesn't mean what it used to, does that mean this game doesn't mean anything? And I'm like, no, I'm really excited about this game. I'm like genuinely, because these two teams, first of all, the last two times they had that regular season back and forth battle against Vince Young the one year and the following year, Colt McCoy. That was really awesome to see those two teams.
They beat him against Colt McCoy, right?
They beat Colt McCoy. Vince Young, you know, had the game-winning drive against him, and that was the drop, the Hamby drop.
Yeah.
The death. That was one of the first times we talked about internet and death threats.
That was Lima's first ever death threat.
That was the first 10 that I sent to a tight end. I can't say I didn't do it to other players. So, you know, that was just an awesome time in Ohio State football history to see those two teams match up. And then last year, I mean, to have that playoff showdown, have it end the way it did, it has me looking forward to this game in a big way.
Yeah.
I just see those uniforms on the field at the same time.
You see, so one of the things that I think we argued about before was I think that there was a lot of arguments on if we expanded the playoffs, killing the regular season. So far, and it, you know, we may have bracket creep and you might end up being right. You know, the late John Saunders was always very protective of bowl series, said, you know, the regular season means something. I got to tell you, though, as an observer, because I watch Ohio State in so many ways the same way people accuse us of watching the Browns. We are radio show hosts in Cleveland, so we're accused of watching the Browns and rooting for entertainment, rooting for story instead of rooting for wins. I think it's pretty clear. I desperately want the Browns, Cavs, and Guardians to win. It's different with Ohio State. I like having an Ohio State team that doesn't have controversy per se, but does have a chip. I really enjoyed the complexities. Like, you're a fan, so you're different. But me, I enjoyed the complexities of Ryan Day and whether or not he should keep his job when his win percentage is insane. Mm-hmm. He's kept the program at a high level, but you can't beat one team for a set amount of reasons, whatever that might be, cheating with Connor Stallions, or you're not man enough, or you make too big a deal about the game, or not a big enough deal about the game. I don't know. I just found it to be so interesting that he was under the gun for that. But I also, when I watched a couple years ago, and they were losing to Virginia Tech, they lost to Virginia Tech at the beginning of the year, I remember being sick because I go, well, now there's no Buckeye talk for the rest of the year. Because you're not going to fire Urban Meyer. And now I didn't think they had a chance. And they had to go out there and do something where You had to have a third-team quarterback lead you to such a convincing – you had to beat Michigan. Then you had to have such a convincing win in the Big Ten championship game. And when you won the game 59-0, if I'm not mistaken, that's how bad the beating was. That's what was able to get you into the postseason. I mean, God forbid, if it was 42-0, I don't know if you get in.
It was it had to be so ridiculous. Controversial.
Yes. So you had to run it up to make sure you get yourself in. I think at the time, was it TCU or the Big 12 as it was – they hired a consulting firm or a lobbying firm to go and talk to the committee to try to get one of their teams in, and they weren't able to do it. Might have been Oklahoma State at that time too. I forget. But I was so taken in by that intrigue, and I like that now.
Baylor,
that's who it was. Thank you. Owen looked at me. I go, am I talking a different country and or a different language? And all of a sudden, he was like, Baylor. I was like, yep, you're right. Baylor. It was Baylor. That was Art Briles' Baylor. Now, like, I look forward to this matchup, and I'm like, hey, if Ohio State loses, I don't think it's like – I don't think nobody just doesn't care. I think they're pissed that their team lost to Texas at home.
Yeah.
But I also am like, hey, you lost to a really good football team. That shouldn't screw your entire season over at the beginning of the year. You know, like, if you lose to a couple more good football teams and you find yourself out of the college football playoff – well, then that's a big problem. But losing to Texas at the beginning of the year, and then, hey, maybe you're on the table and you just win the rest of the games. Like, yeah, you should be in the playoffs. Crying out loud, it's Texas. They're one of the teams looking at to win the national championship.
I'm not going to lie. I've always loved, you know, in the sport of college football, that the games mean so much more. The rivalries mean so much more. And the games were my entire life. They were truly life and death. Now, you maybe could lose a game at the start of the year in the BCS era, but you had to make up for it. You had no margin for error the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. Now, because of the expanded playoffs, everything has changed. I mean, everything, especially with the way that Ohio State did it last year, it put it out to the forefront that not only do these games not mean as much, you can, in fact, lose your last regular season game, cost yourself a chance at the Big Ten championship, and then still go on a playoff run. You just have to maybe play another game. But, you know, they got that home game against Tennessee. They so thoroughly kicked the ass. I do think Tennessee talked a little too much before that game. Maybe it wouldn't have mattered. Who knows? But they humiliated Tennessee. It was an all-time fiasco.
I think it proved that game. I think Tennessee made a major mistake, but at the same time, I think they did the only thing that might have given them a chance. I think it was very clear from the opening drive how much better Ohio State was than Tennessee. And I'm a guy who kind of likes Tennessee. There's a lot of programs that I like. And it was just, and I got to tell you, I thought it was fun for Ohio State fans. You know, there was,
because they had to hear about it. For that Michigan game, what happened afterwards, the flag planting, the mace that was being used, the inescapable look of Ryan Day, where he just looked like he had no answers for anything.
The malaise after that game where, hey, man, like, I don't think there was as much orange in the stands as what people wanted to say, but there was still more orange than you'd want. There was still more orange than you want. I mean, there was not a lot of faith in that football team from the Subway alum, and even from the hardcore alum there, because I think a lot of people had just kind of given up on Day and thought he was soft, and that team was harder than hell, came out, and with the exception of the Texas game, which Texas is a really good team, gave him a run, and they beat the brakes off everybody. You know, I know Notre Dame's Notre Dame, but Notre Dame kind of got sort of into it, but not really. Like, you just tore through the playoffs with the exception of Tennessee, and now these teams meet. And I do like that there's intrigue of going, hey, what did you learn from Texas that you could bring back later on? Or if you win that game, like, I'll have to bring it up. If they meet again in the college football playoffs, you guys are going to think I'm trolling them. I'm going, would have been almost better for you to lose that first matchup, because it's hard to beat a team 2 years or twice in a year.
And that will
really hard to do
what
that.
What will Arch Manning be, you know, with however many 13, 12 games under his belt? Is he going to be a different player? Same thing if it's, you know, if it's Julian, if it's depending on who it is, which likely is going to be him, I'm like 98% sure, that's going to be the starting quarterback for the Buckeyes. So I'm in between here. What I'm saying, I guess I'm waffling, because part of me wants to say, man, it sucks. The one thing college football had over every other league in American sports is that their games meant more. And losing those games meant exponentially more than any other sport. But the other part of it that you're saying is, should your season ever really be over because you lost a game in September? No, it shouldn't. It shouldn't. It's a long season. These teams morph throughout the year. The temperature dips a little bit, not as much in the NFL, but certainly does dip a little bit. That changes things for these teams. I think it's almost been a detriment to Ohio State in the past because they play Michigan, all of a sudden it's snowing, it's slitting, and their made-for-TV offense is all of a sudden very different. We'll see what happens this year. So it's about finding the right balance. Can the NFL find the right balance? You saw the college basketball news. They are not expanding the tournament, at least for a few years. They put it off. They tabled that. The more you expand these things, and you've heard me, I'm like the only one. Nobody seems to care when the NFL truly, if the NFL goes to 18 games tomorrow. You know, I heard Jonathan and Nick talking about it maybe a week ago or 2 weeks ago. And they're like, well, we don't want to see that happen. But are you going to be outraged about it? No. You'll in the moment it's happening, you'll be like, awesome. I get another week where I get to do this. I'm the one person trying to sound the alarm going, I actually don't like the last month of the NFL football season.
I think you're right, but I still...
But no one else shares it.
No, you are right. It's not quality. If I break it down, I will not deny you're right. You're right. Because now, Joe Flacco said it yesterday. I don't know if anybody clicked into Joe Flacco when he was talking about, he's like, man, we're out here for an hour and 15 minutes. The guys think it's hard. Like, guys in my generation, like... We saw true two-a-days.
And what were those two-a-days?
3 hours apiece.
Yes.
I mean, you're out there for 6 hours on the field.
Michael Lombardi says we weren't giving people water.
Yeah, that's the bygone era that he's talking about, but he's right. And I think that, you know, I don't think that not giving guys water made for better football, but time in a uniform, in pads, playing the game.
It's a mental component.
Makes you better. And you had this lead-up time where you were on the field, you played the game, you practiced the game, you played the game, you had preseason games to get you ready. Now you have one less preseason game. You have less time on the field. You're afraid to play guys in the preseason because of injury.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Injury. I mean, again, hear me. It's sloppy. Like college football, this is why so many teams, this is why you do find out-of-conference upsets. I'm sorry, I bumped the mic. This is why you do find out-of-conference upsets, because teams aren't ready. They're not ready. And you should be able to find some more because you have transfer portal rules.
New players, yeah.
New players coming in the fall, I should say.
They're
not even
part of
in the spring.
Identity necessarily.
And so, you have like 34 days to get a team ready before you get going. And it's
How
tough because you can only scrimmage each other. You're not playing a preseason game, which I love the idea of Fran Brown and Deion Sanders getting together for a spring game. I thought that would be the cat's ass. The NCAA
too.
Stomped right down on that, or really when the NCAA was ESPN and Fox and CBS stomped right down on that going, no. We can make more money on that. You guys better hold off because you can make more money on that with the spring games. You can do that.
100% and people would absolutely watch all that stuff.
You are selling a package to schools, excuse me, you're selling a package to show the Michigan spring game and the Ohio State spring game. If you have Ohio State playing Colorado in a spring game, that's, you just up the money on that. We're not going to charge. No, you can't do that. There's television dollars here. So I look forward to that possibility someday. I think that they opened up the box that I want to look into.
I want to go down and
I think
watch
you
it.
Would love it. I think a lot of people would love it. Again, it's...
Kenny, we'd be road tripping.
It doesn't count. It's preseason. It doesn't count, but I think it would be awesome. But I think that some more rules have to be put in place, clearly. You don't have as much preseason, so it's sloppier football. But it's the same thing we say with anything when it comes to football. With the one exception being high school football playoffs. That's the one exception. People are like, no, not interested. Bye.
We've gone too far.
Yes. But in college football, major college football, and the NFL.
School, poor slight high school kids are getting destroyed.
You complain and complain and complain in college football and the NFL, and they still kick off at noon or 1 or whenever, and you're still watching. And you're still taking it deathly seriously. The only place where it's been too much has been high school football. even though I'm actually surprised because I thought we were borderlining insane, and here we do have some common sense going, hey, you know what? St. Ed should not be playing a 1-9 yeah. football team, because at D1 and D7, you don't have that many teams now.
No.
D1 does not have as many teams. That's why D2 is kind of the premier division in high school.
Yeah, here. People don't understand that. It kind of bums me out because, like, to win a state championship, you know, you'd like a substantial number of teams that make it seem like.
You said, yeah, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you said it off air about one certain D7 powerhouse. You go, hey, if you only beat out of 30 teams, is that really a state title?
Is that a state title?
You asked that question. Yeah. I loved it. It's like, well.
Yeah, I remember.
I mean, hell, you got 7 in some of these conferences. You're not going that far.
It does take me back to high school when I was in like 8th grade or whatever. West G, and there'd be like 10 teams. Villa Angela, St. Joe's. Slow pitch softball. And they would crown a state championship
slow pitch?
In Euclid. It was the end of the slow pitch era, okay? Because a lot of the teams around
was
the state.
Was it boys or girls?
This was girls.
That. Okay.
And around the state, they were all transitioning into, you know, fast pitch.
Okay.
And I would watch, and we would do the rally for the team and do all the stuff. Hey, they're taking off to Euclid. They're going to play in the state championship. And I'm like, asking my athletic director, how many teams are there that are doing slow pitch? He's like, there's 24 this year. I'm like, state championship? And like, they're all in the north. Like, okay. It's a state championship, I guess. Yeah.
A lot of state champions.
But you know what I mean?
You know, it's not a big state to be a champion of.
It just doesn't feel the same way. And unfortunately, you know, they've watered that down in high school.
And we have hundreds of high schools in Ohio. And I do think you're right. Because again, I think it should be kept to. You probably wouldn't have that many teams, so that's probably why they don't want to do it. But I think we are getting closer and closer to, like, guys, let's do 6 divisions and 8-man football with some of these places so they can have football. But we've talked about that before. Yeah. We don't need to talk about that now. We're still 2 weeks away from high school football.
You're
season.
Saying and 6 divisions that. Of normal football and then yeah. one of.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Yeah. I do.
Yeah. Because I think the ring chasing in high school football has made it a little bit silly and made it a little nuts with the haves and the have-nots. I think when there were less divisions and less of a chance to make the playoffs and less of a chance to win a state championship, I think the game was healthier. Mm. I really do. I think the game was healthier. I think that you have so many – you have more places that are achieving unbelievable success that are public schools. Avon – is achieving unbelievable success. Now, they're not even open enrollment. But you have, like, Maslin achieving not unbelievable success because they have a high standard down there, but really high success. But I think it does come at the cost of the communities and maybe not even in the area, but not even surrounding communities, but the other communities where it becomes a talent suck. And before, you would be able to go 7-3, and that's a nice year. You could compete for your conference title, and you get a share of the federal league or something like that if you went 8-2, 7-3 at the worst. But now it's like, okay, you're either going 9-1 or 1-9. And it's like, man, like, how do you do this? And so I think and maybe we've let the ketchup out of the bottle, and you can't put it back in. Maybe that's it. Maybe I'm wrong to
Kenny,
that.
Kenny, we're going to have NIL in high school
yeah,
at some point.
But I think it makes it the haves and have not. But I don't want to go on some high school football tangent again. I've already said too much.
Hey, we're looking forward to it.
I'm really excited about this Texas-Ohio State game. I'm excited that it's at noon. I know I'm in the vast minority of that. I know I'm wrong, guys. I like to get these games started early and get going. But I'm an early riser, so if I woke up at a normal hour, I'd probably feel differently about it. But I also like that the loser of this game.
Oh my god! I just realized I'm gonna miss the game.
Like Steve Sarkisian, yeah, because you got another.
I'm gonna miss Ohio State, Texas.
I gotta
oh
be.
Oh my god!
I gotta be at the football. I gotta be at our game. I don't.
What day is it?
August 30th.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I'm gonna miss it too.
I don't know where I'm gonna be August 30th.
Wait, is that week 0 or week 1?
I might be listening to the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels.
No.
Because I might be driving somewhere. I don't know.
Is Ohio State, Texas week 0?
Our schedule right off the top.
I'm looking.
Ohio State, Texas, I thought was August 30th. Is that week 0 technically?
That's
week 0 has a lot of games.
Schedule.
I mean, hell, Iowa State plays over in Dublin against Kansas State.
Yeah.
Let me see. Where are you going to be?
That is on the 23rd.
Yeah. Where am I going to be?
Week zero is the
23rd. Where am I going to be? Where am I going to be? Where am I going to be? I will be August 30th. I will be at home, so at least I can see a little bit of it before I go over to the middle school field and get ready for our football game. Be at home against Glen Oak. We scrimmaged them. Very big boys. Very big, athletic boys. Going to be a tough one. Going to be a tough one over there at the middle school stadium. Anyway, I'm looking forward to it, and I look forward to Steve Sarkisian's job not being up for grabs if they lose. And the same thing with Ryan Day. The same thing with them. I know I can't say that the same about every college football coach out there starting week zero, but I like that both of them are on stable ground and that these teams will probably, if everything goes right, meet again in the postseason.
It has got to be so amazing for Ryan Day to get up out of bed and go, what are you going to say? What are you going to say, Lima? What are you going to say, Bucknuts? What are you going to say, Reddit boards? And what, you know, you don't hear me talking about the Michigan game, do you? We won a national championship.
Mm-hmm.
My school won a national championship. For anybody that was saying that, yeah, but he didn't beat Michigan, I mean, then I don't understand what kind of a fan you are. Because, like, as big of a deal of Michigan is, like, I want my school to win the national championship, first and foremost. And I know this is going to sound crazy. Well, maybe we can turn this part to something we do on the air. If we lost the next, if you guaranteed me right now, Ohio State loses the next 10 Michigan games. Okay, be humiliating. Mm-hmm. It'd be bad. It'd be terrible for the history and tradition of Ohio State.
But if you win
so it'd be 15 in a row?
Yeah, 15 in a row. But we win, give me two more national championships.
Oh, no, I think you need more than two.
More than two? Then
really?
That means because
15 in a row?
Oh, and I've gotten to see three national championships now. How greedy do I get to get?
Yeah, I think you can get greedy, man.
And
I
get a little greedy.
And I've seen us dominate Michigan.
I was going to say three, so
two
it's not like I was too far
away.
Two coaches
in 20 years. I saw Ohio State dominate Michigan.
Yeah. You can get a little greedy if you want. You want to get a little greedy? Get a little greedy?
All right. What's the number?
Four.
How many national championships?
The greedy number's four. My number was three. Your number was two. The greedy number's four.
Wait a
second. Or five.
Tell everybody who your rival is.
Maybe six.
Who is your rival, Owen?
My rival right now, Father Time. the team that I cheered.
Tuition fees.
Oh, yes. Pay to play in high school. Right now, I don't have a college team. I mean,
well, who was
it? Come on, Owen.
I still hate Texas, yeah.
Yeah.
I hate Texas.
Well, that's the one. So
I also hate Nebraska, if that
helps. Red River, what are they calling it now?
The Red River, the game between two cities, what's it called, Jim? It is the Red
not
River
to call it that anymore.
Rivalry okay. Now.
So, what's it called, Jim?
That's great.
Two cities in Ohio.
So you're telling me that if you lost the next 10 games in that rivalry matchup.
Yep.
If I guaranteed you two national championships, that wouldn't be enough for you?
Wow. Come on.
No. So for me, I think it would be. It's been 25 years now since they won a national championship.
Really?
They've played for a bunch, but wow. 2000 was the last one they won. So, yeah, I might need two might be enough for me.
but saying because I'm Ohio State, Michigan.
Well, it's Ohio State, Michigan. Which I do, you know, living down there, Oklahoma, I felt Oklahoma and Texas was as big of a rivalry as Ohio State, Michigan. Being here, I see it a little differently now, but that's
now,
mainly
now maybe
due to Texas thinking they're better than everyone all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but maybe the rebuttal would
Texas,
be...
Texas, and I'm not even an Ohio State fan.
Maybe the rebuttal would be, well, Anthony, what if I guaranteed you in that same time span that Michigan, you win two, but Michigan wins three national championships.
Oh, can't
then
do
I'm
that.
Out. Then I'm out.
Which, can I tell you guys my reason for hating Texas?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's because they get so upset when people do horns down. And they'll like try to change the rules. I'm like, guys, this is not, stop it. Like, this is not a throat slash or any of the other terrible things you could think. Throat slashing can be bad, but of the other things that you can do with your hands on a football field, it is not anywhere near. Horns down is not bad.
For
you guys to sit there and bitch to the SEC is ridiculous.
Can I say I have no problem?
You're so soft.
Who really? This should come back up given how differently we think about a lot of things. Who would have a problem with throat slashing making a return?
I
The 1975 USC Trojans?
Jesus Christ, Owen, you can't end on that.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.